Siman Reis Samach Gimel Sif Hey Mr. Burr Sif Katan Chaf Beis. So you make a bracha of the Hadik Ner Shal Shabbos. So the language is in the singular. I feel like it's a mild. The common Ner is Tov Yashashir Ner Kikra Chiv Hu Ner Echad. So since the primary chiyuv is one, so you can't say Asher Kedushon B'mitzvah B'tzivon Al Hadlik Neros, because the Russian did not command us to light Neros. He commanded us to light a Ner. So even though you're lighting more, the bracha is still Ner. And Yantav, you also make a bracha Al Hadlik Ner Shal Yantav. The main circle is the Vorach Zman Al Hadlaka Mil B'malkam Shanogu En Limchus B'yadin. Now, that's interesting language with it, the Mishnah Berurah puts it. There's a lach of saying Shechiyanu on Yom Tov. So Mikra din the Shechiyanu could be said, the more says Shechiyanu could be said Bishuk. Sometime in the middle of Yom Tov, person says, oh wow, it's Yom Tov, it's so beautiful. The Bereshim was mazakim to reach Yom Tov, because our mazakim is saying a bracha of Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov. It's independent of any mitzvah on the Yom Tov itself. So therefore, Yom Kippur by night, you say Shech Yonu on Yom Kippur. But since we're saying Kiddush, and there's a mile of saying a bracha of Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu ala kais, so you say the bracha of Shech Yonu together with the Kiddush, so it can be said ala kais. For a woman who's been introducing Yom Tov by Neiris, so we should argue maybe she should say the Shechiyanu when she's introducing Yom Tov. But Mikra Din, really, the appropriate time is to say it is to be Mesad Alakais. Even you really can say it not independent of Alakais, but Mikra Din is to say it Alakais. So there is no Takana to say Zman on the Halakas Neiris of Yom Tov. But the Mishnah Berurah for Zoyz, which is the Prima Gadim, if Mamakam Shanago, the place where women were noyig to say Shechiyanu, together with Halakas Neiris, Ein Limchus Biyadam, we're not Moichah Biyadam, we don't stop them.
So are there places today where they're not doing that?
What?
Are there places today where
they don't say Shechiyanu? There are places today, yeah, there are. Yeah. They don't think the women don't say Shechiyanu and they wait till the Kiddush and they go to Shechiyanu with everybody else. Rav Moshe was asked, a woman who said Shechiyanu on Neiris, not by Kiddush, so you say Brei Pri Gofen, and then you say the Bracha of Kiddush, then you say the Bracha of Shechiyanu. The listeners listen and say Amen, and they drink. So why is it, so they rip your coffin and then they say Amen, and they say Amen. They spoke in between the rip your coffin and the drinking. That's all, because that's part of their chiyuv, is to hear these brachas. So it's not considered a hafsek. But the woman who said Shechiyanu already, on the Neiris, so the main of rip your coffin, the main of Kiddush, so she's a chiyuv to say those brachas, she's supposed to say Amen as well, and then she could drink. Is she supposed to say Amen on the bracha of Shechiyanu, or was that a hefsek between the Brei Pri Gofen and the drinking for her? That's what Moshe was asked. Moshe said, no. Since the Maisa, this is the appropriate time to say the Shechiyanu, and a person hears a bracha, a person is supposed to say Amen. So it's not considered a hefsek for her. To answer Amen. And the briskers, the women, the women say, they don't say it on the neighbors, they say it alakais, like you're supposed to, or they listen to the yurts alakais. One thing which Mishnah Berurah points out later on, in a scenario where a woman is not being makabel Yom Tov, or by Yom Kippur, not being makabel Yom Kippur, she can't say Shechiyanu. Because you can't say Shechiyanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh, when the time has to come yet. So if you're Mekabel Yom Tov with your Hadlaka, or you're Mekabel Yom Kippur with the Hadlaka, so Shechiyanu Hazman Hazeh, we're here. But if a woman, you know, plans to, let's say, drive to shul, so she lights an Eris at home, and she says a bracha, she goes to the shul, and she's Mekabel Yom Tov and the Yom Kippur in the shul, So she's away to say Shachriyonim with everybody else in the shul. She shouldn't say it on the neighbors because she can't. That's clear. Everybody agrees in that situation. She can't say the Shachriyonim. The minhag of most women, I think, is to say Sheikh Yonu B'Shach Tadlok as Neiris. I think that's a pretty standard minhag. Marsha writes that was the minhag already in Europe. That was the minhag. The language of the Mishavur is interesting. It says he's contemplating we should stop it. He says, no, only because we don't have to stop it. But he doesn't sound very enamored of the idea. Allah said, it doesn't sound like we're very, it's a very positive attitude towards it. But Moshe says that was the minhag, already for hundreds of years.
Oh, Friday.
Okay. Nesha Yamtiv, Imchal Yamtiv B'Shabbos, Omer Shal Shabbos or Shal Yamtiv. You would combine both in one bracha.
Oh, Friday.
Lahali, please, Svi. So we say the bracha of Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos Bishal Yom Tov. We put together one bracha. Now, what about Yom Kippur? Rav the Kumam Seven Tafreshud. Maybe Shom and Mechaber Das Haposik Hamatzich Lavorich. The Sira Le Degam by Yom Kippur. One opinion says you make a bracha. Afshein by Achilu B'Shtia Bein Shach Alav Mitzvahs Oynig. Filahachi Shach by Yishum Shalom Bayis. She can make a bracha on the Ner of Yom Kippur. Even though there's no union of Oynig, if you're telling me that there's no union of Achil of Shtia, obviously there's no union. It's a day of Inui. That's the definition of the day. You should be Misana. So, but there's still a din of Halakha because of Shalom Bayis, and you can make a bracha for the Shalom Bayis Halakha as well. So the Shulchan Aruch said some say that you don't make a bracha, because which would seem to me that the argument is that if there is no chiyav hadlaka because of oynig, even though there's a chiyav because of shalom bayis, they weren't misakin to make a bracha in that situation. That would be seem to be the argument. Therefore, flipping that around, our minhag is the women do make a bracha, which means we seem to have accepted that you can't make a bracha just for the shalom bayis element. Now, so when do you make the bracha? So some say you make the bracha before your light. And then there's a Yesh Mishaimer which says that you make the bracha afterwards. Achar Loka, Sirle, the Intavora Chavikila Kibla the Shabbos Beferish. By making the bracha, it's as if she's undertaken Shabbos. Beshuba Sirle Hadlik, so she can't light anymore once she's Makabal Shabbos. So now in Yom Tov, where you're allowed to light on Yom Tov, as long as you're lighting a fire from an existing fire, you can light it a new flame from an existing fire. So a woman has the candle in her hand that she's going to light from. So over there, the logic would be there's no compelling reason to say the bracha afterwards. So we revert back to the general rule that birchas mitzvahs have to be said before you do the mitzvah. So she should hold the candle, say lahadik ner shel yamtiv, the bracha, and then light the neiris, and that should be the correct way to do that. Now the Magen Rambam says loy plug, but harachronim asir lo kamashik sabda mitkila. Magen Rambam says no, that once they by Shabbos we do it in this afterwards, and you have to also do it afterwards. But many achronim, Shartin says the Magen Rambam, Rabbi Beger, Shart Juba, Chayadim all say that by Yom Tov you make the bracha and then you light. Okay. What about the following scenario? So not Yom Tov. What about a case where a woman is making a Tanai? She's not being Mekabel Shabbos. She's speaking out of favor. She's not being Mekabel Shabbos with her Hadlaka. So then already, we should revert back to the rage. The whole problem is she's being Mekabel Shabbos. You say, when's the moment of the Kabbalah Shabbos? The Hadlaka. You make the bracha beforehand. It's like you're making the Kabbalah beforehand. So that's not right. But if she's being massive a Pharisee, she's not being Mekabel now. So then it should be the regular case of, according to the Magen Rambam, you'll say leplug. In that case, the argument of leplug is even more compelling. Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different days and two different types of situations. But this is regular Shabbos with a unique scenario that should not be mekabel in this specific instance. We say, you know what, Shabbos, this is where you do it, end the conversation. So you say leplug. But what about the other opinion? The current opinion that Yom Tov is different. So Yom Tov is different because there's no argument of leplug between Shabbos, you know, Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's two different things. But Shabbos, you always do one way. In one Shabbos, one instance, she's not being mekabel right now. Maybe they should agree, you say leplug, or not. So the Bir Halacha and Achar Halacha brings that this case. And over here, the Derech Chaim, who argues by Yom Tov, says, applies the leplug like the Magen Avraham, but the Kreger and the Chayodim say no. Even in that case, you don't say a leplug, and a woman who's making a tanai really should make the bracha and then light. I think the minig is like the Derech Chaim, that we say leplug. I'm not sure that's the minig, because that's people have thought it through, just because they didn't think about the question, therefore they just assume it's automatically. But I'm not sure, but I think that is the minig. Even if it's a case of a woman making a tanai, she does it in the halakha and then the bracha. Okay. Sif Vav. Yeah. Okay. Vachurim Halchim Lilmoit Chutz Beisim. So the halakha you do in the house, it works for all the members of the household. So the woman lights, that includes her husband and her children. Now this young man goes away from his home, and we'll discuss over here, is it a case that the person is an unmarried young man or even a married young man? Okay, so the Mishaburis, well, it actually assumes the case was a married young man, and the Bir Halacha is going to discuss the possibility of a unmarried young man. So we'll see the Mishmar and the Bir Halacha. So Sichim L'Hadlik Ner Shabbos B'Chedrim L'Vorachalov. The fact that it's back where they came from, back at their home, somebody's lighting does not relieve them of their responsibility to light where they are. So the room that they've been given for lodgings, they have to light over there and make a bracha. Okay. What's going on over here? So, and the case is the person has a wife, and the Sharatin tells you look at the Bir Halacha, because this is a discussion, the Bir Halacha, the two opinions. They're married, but they're going away from home to learn. So they're back in his home. It's his home. They're lighting. He's not a son of the Balabais. He's the Balabais. And in his bias, they are lighting. And it's a Rebirchus Ishtar, but he's not relieved of his responsibility by what she's doing back home. But where he is now, he has a place for lodgings. So that it gives him a new chiyuv because of that. And if I'm talking about a bachur who's unmarried, for sure, nobody's lighting for him. So he has to light. They have to light in their room. Even though they're not eating there. So this place of halakha is the place, this is only a halakha of Shalom Bayis, because that should be able to see what's going on in the room, and that, you know, because they're not eating there. So the place they're eating could be they're being yotze the hadlaka with the balabasta where they're eating. Still have a chiyuv to make sure there's light in their room, which would require a hadlaka in the room, and ulavarach alav. So why make a bracha? You're not eating there. So the Mishabura, the halakha is there, chayiv mishum shalom bayis, shalom yikosu be'etzah be'evin. So there's a chiyuv to light for shalom bayis, independent of the chiyuv to light for oinig. So the chevah einig, you're being mekayim somewhere else, but there's another chiyuv where he is in his room, which is his specific room. He has responsibility to make sure that there's a light there. He shouldn't be nichshul be'etzah be'avin. And therefore, tzarich liyus and there is aruchim shi'al yidluku at shivoyer lebeisah be'layla l'hachi habi bracha l'batala. Since the purpose of this is when they come back to the room at nighttime, they should be able to see what they're doing. If it goes out before they get back, what they make a bracha for? What they accomplish? Okay. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Well, I read them. So when people would go to they would have it once a year or twice a year, they would have this big event, a fair. It's called the Yerid, where people would come to buy and to sell, get together to discuss things, etc. Shemis Akhtim Harbi Bali Batim Becheder Echad. So you would pack in a large amount of people into the city, so that the person did not get his own private room. You would have multiple people in the same room. Main balabayas imam bechedrum, but the owner of the home has given them that room. He's not living in that room as well. So chalaleim chayvus hadlaka bebracha filim neshayim alikim ebeisam. So these gentlemen who are sharing this room that they're renting, the fact that they have a wife back home. And the city that they came from is irrelevant. They have a key of the light in this room. Okay. Well, can you start with kulam yadlik echad yivorech mekaven al hoytzi kulam bebirchosa? So, one person lights. He makes a bracha, like we just said before, and he's much everybody. And the Mishnah Berurah says that they should do shituf. They really should join in paying for the cost of the cost of the nair. Become hemi chavna lotzis bebechosay, and they should have kavanah to be yotzi with his bracha, even though sounds like you have to hear it. That the person says you don't. The other people do not. If they're there, they should have kavanah to be yotzi with the bracha. If not, they're still yotzi. They're not there at all. They're still yotzi. But in Balabais, Gam ken imahem bechedrum. But if the Balabais is also sleeping in the same room, so he has to keep the light for his own chiyuv. The question is: Do they need to be mishtatev with the Balabais in order to get their chiyuv adlock? Ein tzarich lishtatev imah bepriti, kimish nesheim matlikim ebeisam mikilakamam b'siv zayin. So we'll talk about that more in Siv Zayin, when the person has to contribute financially and when he does not either contribute financially towards the hadlaka. But one thing that the Mishnah Berurah says over here, there's a remark later on, I mentioned to you already that Mikra did once one if you have multiple families eating together in one place, really only one woman should light. Because the purpose is that there's light there. What's the second woman lighting for? So that's the machshita of the mechaber. The Rambam says our minhag is we have multiple families eating together. Each woman will make her own bracha. And he says, how does that work? Why is it valid? Because the tosef is there adds to the einig, etc. But that only works in the case you're doing halakha b'makam achilo. The halakha b'makam shino, you don't say that. So once one person would be making the bracha, the other people would not be making the bracha. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. If you have the multiple balabatim sharing one room, one person will light and make the bracha, and that's it. And that minhag of the Rambam is irrelevant in this scenario. Okay. But a person who's there with his wife, which means he's in town, even though he has this other room which he might use to go to when he's learning. So the hadlaka of the wife makes it at his home counts. He does not need to make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah ain't tzarich. He doesn't need the light. The varkal of Abel hadlik tzarich afilu en ochel sham kadesh li yikoshel beit be'avin. If he might be going to this room on Friday night, so he has some aner there. I'm not sure I understand exactly what was the actual practice, what they did. It sounds like there was, even though he was local, he would sometimes have his own room where he would go to. to, he would stay, he would go and learn, and then he would go to his room. So if that's the scenario, so he would have a chiyuv halakha there, but since he's in the same city, the halakha he has at his home would be motzi, the bracha for the bracha. Okay. Siv Zayin. A reach she'ein lo yecheder miyuchad v'gam emelikin al bebeis, so tzorach lishtata b'prutza. But a scenario where the Arayach doesn't have his own room, which means he's in Sifvav, the person had his own room. In Siv Zayin, the person does not have his own room. Oh, I'm sorry, I went to the Bir Halacha. There's a Bir Halacha on Vav I want to look at. These gentlemen over here, are they married or not? So, so Shabur said, even if they're married, and their wives are lighting and making a bracha, but since they're in a different city, they cannot be yotze without the halakha of the wife. I'm a Shabura, the Dibur Maskel Bachurim. I'm a Shabura, Ken Kosa Ba'al Shabbos, the Sefer Shabbos, Prima Godim, Mechayodim, Mechayodim, Mechayodim. Everybody says, even though they're married, since they're in a different city, the halakha of the wife doesn't work for them, and they have to light over here with a bracha. But there are Chayim, Hachayim, Mash, Mashu, Mefarish, Bachurim, Mamish. The Zerachayim says, no, if he has a wife, even though she's in a different city, he does not light with a bracha. If, in this case, they were talking about a person who was not married, so then he needs his own bracha. So the Mishmur of Ha'emesim called the Paiskim, and now, Mishmur, I hold that the other Paiskim are right, the Zerachayim is wrong, that even if he's married, if he's in a different city, the luck of the wife does not help him. And he brings his proofs to that point. But now look at the three lines on the bottom. Vata Nasber, you see it in the Bir Halacha. Vata Nasber is the third line from the bottom. Vata Nasber Tam Sif Zeva Sif Hasamach Loy. Let's understand the reasoning of all these dinim. Before by the rain or hate the time of the rain, Morgan Rum, fine. But who? The Kashayesh Leish Kamachadorim. Turla had the Becholachadorim, Mishum Shalom Bayis. So, besides the Hadlaka that you need where you're eating, that you should have Oinig, enjoy your food, there's another Chiyav to have light in every room because of Shalom Bayis. Okay. Im Huba Beisoy, Etel Ishtoy, Pima Berechas Mokam Echot. So now his wife lights in the dining room and she makes a bracha there. He says he then goes and lights in the all of the rooms. But since they're there together, the bracha was said in the bayis. It's as if he said a bracha. So even though he's the one who's lighting the other rooms, the bracha the wife said works all the other rooms. All of your properties for chametz. Good. So he makes a bracha in the first room and he goes to the second room. No, the bracha works for all of the rooms. So over here, the bracha works for all of the rooms, even though it's a new act of bedika in every room. I mean, so over here, it's a new act of halakha in each room. But that doesn't make a difference. One bracha works for everything. He's not home. And he has his own room somewhere. So, other than not like the Derech HaChaim. So, what does it help him? The fact that his wife, back in a different city, is making a bracha. What does it help him for where he is right now? Now. But you're going to argue that he's not eating there. But he has a chiyuv of delight because of the shalom bayis element, and that's a chiyuv of halakha and a bracha. He doesn't have a specific room. We can't assure mishum shalom bayis ain't shayach shem. He doesn't have a chiyuv because of shalom bayis. Because the Balabayas made sure that there's light there. So what are you left with? Well, the initial of Kiim B'ma She'esh Mitzal Kol Ish Yisrael halakas ner b'Shabbos, but he has a responsibility to join into halakas ner. So that mitzvah of lighting a ner, he's accomplished through his wife. Okay, and ain't sarkli shtatav oz b'priti. See, if he's not married, so he doesn't make the life for Shalom Bayis. For the Einik Shabbos, the Balabais is doing. But how does he fulfill the personal chiyuv of Halakas Ner? He joins in by financially contributing. If he has a wife, he fulfills that by his wife lighting. And that'll be true even though she's in a different city. What the person grapple with is time. Is time an issue? Might they say that it's not. He's in a different city right now. So when it comes to Zman Halakas Neris, his wife is, you know, she's later and she's not going to be lighting yet. So Lachari should argue, right now he has nobody lighting for him. He will have somebody lighting for him in an hour from now, because she's, you know, later time period, time zone. And the time that she lights, it's for him, it's already well into Shabbos. And the mice of the wife is going to be one second. My understanding is, even though over the period of time, Shemayim, Shabbos is Shabbos. So, in this Shabbos, he lit Neris through his wife. So, that seems to be... I see over the Mars of Dershah, they bring that idea from Ramis and Karelitz. They bring the Rabbi Yashiv, held not like that. And so, in a case where... He gives an example where the woman is lighting earlier, and at a time which he would not be here to the halakha because it's too early. Now, when it comes later, he wasn't yotze with that halakha, which was done at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as far as he's concerned. Now it's 6 o'clock, and he needs the light, so he has the light. So, or be mishtata b'priti, but he can't be yotze with the fact that she lit earlier. But he brings from this in Krell and says, no. Fine. So that's Mr. Brewer's hakdama or explanation to Sivvav. Now Siv Zayin flows off of that thought. In the case of a reach shein lecheder miyuchad, we got him a malika on my basis. Certainly shat b'priti. So b'pruta. So he doesn't have his own room. So he doesn't have a personal key of the light because of shalom bayis, because he doesn't have his own room. He doesn't have, but he has a personal chiyuv to light because it's a mitzvah and a klai, so to make sure that to light in the Erev Shabbos. His wife, too much, he's not married. Right? So the Baal HaBayis over here, so he has to contribute to that halakha, so that halakha the Baal HaBayis does is considered for him as well. Mishabura Shaylan Kedem Yuchad. But like we already pointed out, if he has his own room, there's an independent chiyuv to light because of shalom bayis. That's his responsibility. The baal bayis lighting and welcome achila doesn't help him for his chiyuv to light and welcome shalom bayis. See, he would light and he would make a bracha. Lehishtatev. Now, the Mishabura and Lama Gimel deals with the following question. Is it possible to say at some point in time, so let's understand something. So there's the husband, there's the wife, and there's the five kids, and then there's the guest. So the wife is lighting, she's making a bracha, and we'll argue that the husband has contributed for the oil as well. What about the kids? So how are the kids yotze this? They're over bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. How they yotze their chiyuv? We're saying there's an independent chiyuv of each member of Klai Yisrael to do the mitzvah of halakas neiros. How they mekayim that? So the answer is that they're yotze with the mother, because they're considered part of the bnei habayis, so they're yotze with the mother. So is there any way we can have a guest become part of the bayis and be yotze with the halakha of the baal habayis? So the question was, The Keter here was an Areyach. An Areyach is, he comes, he's a guest for Shabbos. So he's not really part of the, he's not really part of the household. Okay, so he's not part of the household. We said the only way he considers he's doing part of the halakha, he's part of the halakha, is he contributes financially. But if some the people who live there, this is their bias. So they're yotze with the mother. What about a person who lives there for 10 months a year? He's a boarder. So what is his status? Reish Shimon Tav Reish Zayin Zayin. Hevi Magen Avraham Zit Mishabura B'Shem Chubas Rashal the Gama Bachurim Asichim Lishtatev. The Bachurim who live there also would only get their fulfilled their chiyuv of halakha by being mishtatev b'prutza. But Umazik Shom the Efshu the Hanu Davka Kesharchu B'fnei Atzmoi Amesamach Hashulchan Balabayis Reuku B'chal B'nei Beisa Ayin Shom. But he introduces there could be two scenarios: a scenario where they live there and they eat with the Balabayas. So since they're there for an ongoing period of time, eating with the Balabayas, they become, they're a member of the household. So the same way the children do not need to be Mishtata, they don't have to be Mishtata either. Where's the scenario of the Mashal was that they lived here on an ongoing basis, but they ate somewhere else. They wouldn't necessarily eat there. Or they ate by themselves. They had their own Achila. So in that situation, they have a chiyuv of hadlaka. They cannot be yotze with the hadlaka of the bias where they live, because in some sense they made themselves distinct and not part of the household by the fact that they do not partake of their meals with the balabais. Right, so that's the fine. That application, this in a very, you have a bucher, bucher who's here for yeshiva. So he's eating by me Friday night. So is he included in this is where he's eating, right? Or let's say he's. They have a guest staying over Shabbos, but he's leaving after Shabbos. He's not a kavua over there, b'chlal. Is there, you know, do they need to do mishtata b'pruta or not? So, according to what we're reading over here, the it's only if a person staying there b'kvius, we could argue he's part of the b'nei abayis. But he's just there for one time. He's not really part of the b'nei abayis. Just. You can be mishtata b'pruta. That mishabura and lemadel and who are dinim balabayas makloi chelik b'ner shloi b'matana. Because the cost is chumam and sitman tabrach dain in their chanukah. We don't need him to actually pay, as long as he has a portion in the halakha, which can be done by the balabayas giving it to him in matana. But it has to be a real halakha. Excuse me, a real nesina. He has to be makted to him. Right. Just one second, let me look over here on the Moshe Dir Shu. As he brings this issue. So he brings that Rabbi Yashu said that you would have a guest who's just there for Shabbos would have to be Mishtata B'Prutza, or the Balabais has to be makted to him. He brings some of the Michlis Yitzchak and the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Shereach nechshav kesamach al shulchan balabayis, so he doesn't certainly start the bima b'putzu. Where I recall Rosh Shlomo Zalman's argument, the case over here was a person who was an areyach, but he was paying for his food. Seemingly he's eating with the family, but that itself, he's paying for the food, makes him distinct. But his mom is just a guest, so you accepted him into the B'nai Abayis for this period of time. Then he says, interesting, can each other around, but if he is paying for the food, we should argue that maybe part of the money that he's paying is for all of his needs. So one of his needs is that he should get ownership in the Nair and be yotze with the halakha of the Nair. So that he holds it as a good argument as well. Let's do Sivchas. Time or Shloisha Balabatim Barak Lamakam Echot. Yeshem and the Cholechem Mavorach Almanura Shaloi, Vieshma Gamma Medover, Menachem Lizar Bisek Brachas, Olivarach Ela Echot. So, this scenario where you have multiple units together in one room, so the Mechaber says that some say each one lights with a bracha, and some say, how can you light each one with a bracha, and some bracha is lahaka. So, the Ramah, well, Onu, Ein Noigan came, we're not Noig like the Mechaber, we do, each one makes their own bracha. So, what's the argument that you could make a bracha? Mishabur Laman Hay, the Cholechem of Oruk, the Cholmash and Toys of Ero, Yesh Bosh Shalom Bayis, Besimcha Yaseir, Lanos Ero, Bechozav of Ezavis. You're adding more light? Yeah. The time when they argue, the Balav Hach Yesh Sham Ara Meruba Bemneris Shediko Rishon. There's Or, so how can you make a bracha? So Chaber says not to make a bracha. Ein Dorgan came, we do not do that. We do make a bracha. El Kadas Rishona, Kotamogan Ram, Shem Shlod, Kamakam, Loyberko Shtaim, Bemanara Achash, Yesh Lo Kanim Har. They should not use the same place to light. Yesh Kilim Gamazet. Because when we go to the Yeshiz Mechalzeh, Banoshim Aniyoy Shein Lehem Mi Kimen Arach. So if you have an option of lighting separately, it's much better. But if you don't have a choice, you can rely on that. Cain. Vim Yesh Lechem Mehem Cheder Miyuchadloi, Abi Shein O'Echel Shom, Venim Shtam Shom Shom Tzarech Achila, Chliyam Yechel Baruch Shom. But if he has a place where he's sleeping separately, you make a bracha on the Mokam Shtina, what that is independent. Okay, let's hold it here. One,